is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Stress Less Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Smith. Before I get too far, I do have to mention we just weaned our calves here at the Smith Farms, and there is nowhere I can hide in my house and not even enough pillows and blankets for me to surround myself with to keep out all the bellering for this recording. So I'll do my best I can with my audio quality, and you'll have to forgive me if you can hear the calves from the lots near my backyard. Today's episode is the second part of me sharing the highlight reel of what I found in the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown. In episode 18, I shared the first four takeaways, so if you haven't heard that episode yet, be sure to give it a listen. These two episodes do not have to be listened to in order, so if you're here and you haven't heard the previous episode yet, no worries. Just hang out and circle back to episode 18 after this. To set you up with a little direction about where this episode is headed, the last four key takeaways that I'm sharing today are spending our limited discipline, personalizing patterns of action and the power of routine, a really great question to ask yourself when you're evaluating what's in your house, and what really happens when you decide to cut back. So let's dive in. Greg McKeown points out that discipline is a finite resource, and we should be careful about how we use it. So in the book, he makes a powerful point that discipline is a limited resource, and we need to be mindful of how we spend it. This really resonates when it comes to decluttering, especially for those of us managing households or dealing with ADHD. Often we think we lack discipline, but in reality, it's about conserving that energy by setting up routines and systems that minimize daily decision-making. For example, labeling items and designating specific places for things means fewer choices and less discipline required each day. This is a huge concept for me personally, as impulsive decisions are a real challenge with ADHD. Whether it's spending, shopping, or accumulating things, over the years, even before I knew I had ADHD, I worked hard to control these impulses. Hearing the phrase, spending our limited discipline, felt like such a relief. We only have so much discipline to use each day, and I'd argue that those of us with ADHD have even less of it. That's why it's critical to prioritize where we use that energy. As I love to reference Kendra Adachi from The Lazy Genius, she talks about deciding once, and that's a strategy I use too. For example, I was actually reading this book during homecoming week, and there's always a bunch of dress-up days during homecoming week. But figuring out things to wear for dress-up days only adds to the decisions that we need to make, or that I need to make. So a long time ago, I decided once that the only dress-up day I am going to participate in is hat day, because I have one hat that I love, and I only get to wear it to special events like country music concerts. But this simple decision frees up my energy for more important things, no matter how many dress-up days our school wants to put on the calendar. The next highlight is personalizing patterns of action and the power of routine. Greg McKeown discusses creating personalized routines to fit individual needs, and highlighting the power of the right routine. If you are like me and you have ADHD, your routines might not look like the majority of people your age and the people who are also in the same season of life as you are, because your brain doesn't work like others. You might need to set up a few more supports, like reminders in your phone, timers, or checklists around your house. And I'm saying this part for everyone now. You need to personalize your routines to fit your needs. which is one of my favorite parts about helping others organize their homes. I specifically ask how you use your kitchen so it will flow in the best way possible for your lifestyle. I do the same for your bathroom and your morning routine and your laundry area. Household tasks can be streamlined. It just takes some intentionality and purposeful planning. Another key word I noticed in this section was using the right routines. I know that I can catch myself in the middle of a sticking point that wouldn't be a roadblock for others. But if I knew I am doing something in the wrong order, I will stop and overthink the process until I am able to justify the right way to do something, the right order of operations. Like, if you happen to listen to my episode about figuring out my laundry routine, I didn't like to do it, and I avoided it as much as possible until I found a routine, a pattern, or a rhythm that made sense to me that I was able to justify as the right order or a way of doing laundry for my family that made the most sense. The third highlight from essentialism was a really great question to ask yourself when you're working on letting go of things. So the question is, if I didn't already own this, how much would I pay to buy it? And this is just such a powerful question. It can be applied to the decluttering process, and it helps you rethink the value of the items you may have kept out of habit or out of guilt. When I first heard this question from the book, it made me want to empty my entire house out, honestly. There are really not that many things in my house that I would pay much money for to own again. So let's take a virtual look under my bathroom sink cabinet, for example. It has several backstock supplies, but in reality, it's holding a lot of stuff that I don't use. It's like a cosmetic product purgatory. Usually the product that's under the sink are hair or makeup products that I decided I didn't like, or I decided to move on to a different brand before I finished the first one I had opened. Some things are there in case I run out, like travel size hairspray. And since the closest Walmart is 30 miles away, farmhouses tend to have even more just-in-case items. But do I need just-in-case items for things I don't use regularly? It just seems like it's all just sitting there, and sometimes I go get things from there to use it. But just think of old products that you don't use anymore and still have some left in the bottle. Time to toss. You could ask yourself this question about so many things. Clothes in your closet, items in your kitchen, stuff in your garage. Oh, the possibilities are endless. But if you do ask yourself this question and end up deciding to let something go, be sure to send me a DM on Instagram at MeganSmithStressless and tell me all about it. Now, the last highlight that I'm sharing today is about disciplined editing and how cutting back increases your impact. So Greg McKeown emphasizes the importance of disciplined editing, which is removing non-essentials to amplify your contribution and effectiveness. As if I needed another example of how this book relates directly to my philosophy of intentional living and purposeful organization, by editing out the extra, you can increase your productivity and emotional well-being. And this stuck out to me the most in two ways. Whether it's items in your home or distractions in your daily routine, disciplined editing can apply not just to things, but to routines and commitments. So let's think about how we can remove the non-essentials from our calendars. Sometimes it's easier to do this after you realize that what you're letting go of may just be for this current season. Right now, I would really love to play pickleball with my coworkers on Thursdays at 5:30. But daycare closes at 5:30 and we live 30 miles from town. And the last 4 or 6 weeks, my son also had football at the same time. So it just wasn't going to work. But I'm really hoping now that football is done, I'm going to figure out a way that I can start joining in pickleball again. But it was easier for me to step back for 4 to 6 weeks of playing pickleball with my coworkers, knowing that it just wasn't going to work while something else was going on. And when we are talking about disciplined editing are things. I think about what's in my house and how much time I spend managing it and how that time takes away from my kids. The less I have to manage in my house means the impact I can make with my children is greater, which is more time for memories and more time for connection. If I don't have you convinced yet, another thing he explained was how editing is really creating a highlight for the things you truly want to shine and pay attention to in your life. So maybe instead of focusing on what you're letting go of or giving up, it might feel easier for you to focus on what you're allowing to shine in your life. To get this episode wrapped up for you, the four highlights we talked about from Greg McEwen's Essentialism is discipline is a limited resource, so make it count. The right routine makes all the difference. A really great question to ask yourself when evaluating what's in your house is, if I didn't already own this, how much would I pay to buy it? And the last thing we covered was disciplined editing. The fewer distractions and clutter you have on your calendar or in your home, the more focused and impactful you can be in all areas of your life. Greg McEwen's book, Essentialism, teaches us to cut back on what's non-essential in order to make space for what truly matters. Whether that's in the items we own, the routines we follow, or the commitments we take on. So here's just a final thought and encouragement for you. Take one area of your home or routine this week and apply disciplined editing. What can you remove to make your life more focused and efficient? Or evaluate one of your daily routines and see if it can be optimized, whether it's through organizing a space better or eliminating distractions that are getting in your way. If you have a space in your home that you would like to get a jump start on, head to the link in the show notes for a 60-second session where you can send me a picture of your space and I'll send you a 60-second video packed full of my best suggestions to edit and organize your space. That's it for today's episode. I hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stress Less. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast.